Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul from Torah Life Ministries with yet another teaching from the Suffer Well devotional series. And think about the word suffer well, and that's what it's about, suffering well for a wonderful Messiah. So we're going to read the devotional here today, and then we're going to get into the actual teaching about this. But this is something we want to comprehend this today, what we're reading here. It says, in reading the devotional, I met a man, a humble man. He was humbled by patterns of affliction. His wife taken from him in a foreign country and jailed for reasons unknown to him. His four children missing for months and only recently discovered, scattered among friends and relatives. Yes, he himself imprisoned with no way of communicating with any of them. He says to me, what can I do but trust? Every day I pray and I wait, and that somehow I would hear some news. I pray that my wife is okay, and she is soon reunited with the children. I pray that one day we will all be together again. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. And that's Psalms 119, verses 116. Yahweh, sustain me as you promised, that I might live. Do not let my hope be crushed. He looked at me in the eyes. I could see the depths of his soul. The word surrendered came to my mind, like Job. Everything was taken from him. It is natural to consider such suffering and to be grateful for what we have. It is the way we have been programmed in our minds, amongst almost like being content with settling. We have these thoughts. Well, if he can be hopeful and has it that bad, I feel guilty for feeling bad. I should be more grateful. Even though I desire more, yes, Father, I need to be content with what I have. Is this what Yahweh has for us? Is this more than we can ask for, think, or imagine? Ephesians 3:20 says, now all the glory who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish indefinitely more than we might ask or think. I declared that I would be amiss if I did not proclaim the contrary. You are Father of more. You are the great I am. You are the infinite one. I know this because you gained in you planted in the heart you gave me. You have shown yourself to be this way. For this reason, I cannot settle. I want fullness of life, not just getting by. I need to believe in the abundant more, Father. You are the King of more. I come to you in obedience. Yes, my soul screams out abundance. And with that, Father, I leave it to you. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly, John 10, verse 10. And we read this today, and so many of us are going through certain things in our lives today, and we have to think about the pattern that he set in us. And he is the abundant Father who gives us everything. But we have to, and I remind you every single day, the prosperity of the gospel is not here on earth in cars and houses. It's an eternity in heaven and our eternal life. We must comprehend that. He does give us more. He gives us eternity. What more can we ask for? He gives us everything we need to show us the lessons we need in life to humble us. For he has every power to tomorrow help us to win the lotto and have all the money we would ever need and the biggest houses we would ever need. But oh, it says in the scriptures, the rich man It's so hard for him to find a way. Yahweh knows how to temper us and humble us and chastise us. And it's to our benefit that he does. When we seek more and we think about more, we need to be careful what we're thinking about. But we need to trust in him. Trust in him always. And be thankful for everything. Psalms 25:2 says, I trust in you, my Elohim, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. Pray to him and he will answer your prayers as long as they go along with his will. His desire for us is to be in awe of him and to share his grace and glory with the world and to let everyone know what he's done in our lives. That's what we're called to do. It says in Psalms 25:20, protect me, rescue me from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. The enemy, the demons, and all their demons try to attack you and destroy you, kill you, and steal from you. But Yahweh protects us. He's our source of life that we can take refuge in. We need to remember that as we're attacked daily. As many of you are getting up or many of you have finished your day when you're listening to this, things have happened today that might not have went your way. Things are going on in your life right now that might not seem like they're from Yahweh. But remember, his promises are true and he's not going to forsake you. It says in Psalms 31, O Yahweh, I have come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me, for you do what is right. Yes, he does what is right. He does what is right. If we're righteous, we'll get what is right to be done. But if we're guilty, we bring these sufferings on our own hands. It's our responsibility to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and listen to him. Psalms 31:17 says, do not let me be disgraced, O Yahweh. For I call out to you for help. Let the wicked be disgraced. Let them lie in silent in the grave. As for me, as I live righteously, Father, I understand it's not by my works, but by your beautiful grace that you say you're close to the righteous, those that are seeking you. And you only want the wicked to change so they can have life. Thank you, Father, for blessing my life so much by opening my eyes to show me about Yeshua and the blood he shed for me, that he would become a curse for me so I could be spared, and teach me repentance so I could have that refreshing. Thank you, Father. Romans 5:5 says, and this I hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly Yahweh loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Oh, thank you, Father Yahweh, for showing me your love more than any way anyone ever can in giving up your own son for us and setting us free as we were standing there on death row for our guilty sentence, which we deserved. Somebody had to die for us, for our crime, and it should have been us. But you gave us another chance. You gave me another chance, Father, and I thank you for that. I thank you. And we know that Yeshua came the first time for sinners. He's coming back the second time for the righteous, folks. For the righteous. Romans 9:33 says, Yahweh warned them of this in the scriptures when it said, I am placing a stone in Jerusalem that makes people stumble, a rock that makes them fall. But anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. I ask you this morning, how many of you are trusting in Yahweh with everything and not giving up hope? Not giving up hope. He says, for in all the plans I have for you there for a future and a hope. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for this. We look at Paul and how his life was transformed. not this Paul, but the Apostle Paul, and how his life was transformed. And we look at what he says. For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Yeshua, as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Yeshua, whether I live or die. That's the heart we need right there. That's the scripture for the day, Philippians 1:20. That is the heart we need, being bold for Yeshua. That is the heart we need. I read it again, for I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Yeshua as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Yeshua, whether I live or die. Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you for that verse. How many of us can say that, be willing to give up our own life? As it says in the scriptures, we must be willing to take up our own cross and give up our life for him, to be born and resurrected with him. Ephesians 1:19 to 20 says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of Yahweh's power for us who believe in him. It's the same mighty power that raised Yeshua from the dead and seated him in a place of honor at Yahweh's right hand in the heavenly realms. Hallelujah. Do you comprehend this morning and this day the gift, the ultimate gift that he's waiting for us? I mean, he gives us the Holy Spirit. What an amazing gift. He gives us his grace. He gives us his peace and his protection, the armor to put on every day. But that gift of eternity, sitting with him in heaven, hallelujah. Looking beyond our time here, our short time here. You know, when we think about the end times that are coming, it's just time closer to that. Oh, that wonderful day when we hear that trumpet blast. And here he comes, riding on a cloud. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:29 says, that's why I work so hard and struggle so hard, depending on Yeshua's mighty power that works within me. That's why we need to persevere. That's why we need to be steadfast and keep going. That's why we have to do it. And that's why we have to do our best for that day. For that day. Remember, he tells us and promises every day is a new day. A new morning is today. This is the day he's created. We should rejoice in it. But we must do our best. 1 Samuel 10:7 says, after these signs take place, do what must be done, for Yahweh is with you. Yahweh is with you. Yahweh is with you. Remember that. Remember that. That's why we need to work so hard. He didn't die for nothing in Yeshua. He died so we could be redeemed, so we could be changed and transformed and repentive. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatever the activity in which you engage, do it with all your ability. Because there's no work, no planning, no learning, and no wisdom in the next world where you're going. This is the practice ground. This is the time. This is it. This is it. We're in it right now. We must do our best. Nothing less. There's no neutrality with our Creator. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to Yahweh as an approved worker who has nothing to be ashamed of, handling the word of truth with precision. Yes, we must read, understand, and act on his word. That's why it's so important to know what the Torah is and to follow the Torah. And not settling for anything less than the best. We don't want to settle for anything less than what he wants to give us, so we shouldn't settle for anything less than doing our best for him. Galatians 6:9 says, let's not get tired of doing what is right. For the right time will we reap the harvest if we do not give up. Steadfast, remain steadfast, everyone. Don't give up. Don't give up. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have completed the race. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. That's what we need to do. Not give up. To fight the good fight. 1 Corinthians 9, 24-25 says, you know that in a race, all the runners run, but only the one that wins the prize. Only one wins the prize, don't you? You must run in such a way that you may be victorious. Everyone who enters an athletic contest practices self-control and everything. They do to win a wrath that withers away, but we run to win a prize that never fades. Yes, never fades. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to Yahweh, then you will succeed. That is the key. That is the answer to his work, to do our best. To do our best. And ask yourself, have you been doing your best or could you do better? We want more. We think about more as we read here in the devotional. But are we doing our best to get more? Are we doing our best to show his glory? Are we doing his best to edify him? And then we got to ask where our motivation is for that. 1 Timothy 4 verse 10 says, that's why we labor and strive. Because we have put our hope in a living Elohim, who is the Savior of all people, and especially those who believe. Who are we serving? Colossians 3:24 says, we are serving Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That's why it says in Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3, we must think about the one who endured such hostility for us sinners, so that you may not become tired and give up. Fixing our attention on Yeshua, the perfecter of the faith, and not give up and stay steadfast for him. Not to worry and fear, but to be a warrior and to persevere. Romans 5:8 says, Yahweh showed his love for us by sending Yeshua to die for us while we were still sinners. So everything we do, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, we must do to the glory of Yahweh. And work as hard as we can enthusiastically, Romans 12:11. The scriptures are a book that shows us and tells us all these things of what to do and how to get this done. To be a warrior for him. And not get lazy. And not drop out of the race, but keep going. Proverbs 12:24 says, the diligent hand will rule. Laziness will lead to forced labor. The diligent is fully satisfied, Proverbs 3:4. Hallelujah. We must remember what Yeshua said, that all things are possible. All things are possible. And Ephesians 2:10 says about the good works that he created for us a long time ago, that we should walk in them and do them. And those good works are the Torah, the instructions of our Creator. That's what we must strive for. Strive for that and not give up. Submit yourselves to Yahweh and resist the enemy, and he will run away from you. James 4:7. These are scriptures that you should be writing down. These are things that should be on your mind. These are the things that you should be working for. And understanding about Yeshua's mighty power that's within you. Every day. For there's nothing we can't do without him. We think about self-discipline. We need to be thinking about Yeshua discipline. He's our rock. He's our savior. He's everything to us. He's our king. And we're going to persevere. And we're going to survive. We're going to be fine when we trust in him. But just like Peter was standing on the water and started to sink when he started to doubt, we could walk on water. We could move mountains. We could do everything if we only have the faith of a mustard seed. And I think about these things, and I think about the people that are being persecuted around the world right now, but they're not giving up hope. They're persevering as they're getting beat daily just for even praying. By themselves, they're getting beat daily, but they persevere. They will not denounce Yeshua. Even though denouncing him could set them free tomorrow, they will not denounce Yeshua. They persevere. Go to Fox's Books of Martyrs and read that. And then fast forward to today's time, go to the Voice of the Martyrs website and look at the stories there and see how these people are warriors for Yeshua and how we must be for him as well and persevere for him. casting all our anxieties on him, understanding he cares for us, 1 Peter 5:7. We must not give up and work hard daily to succeed and not have any fear or anxiety over this. And it's the word that's going to keep us strong and the word that's going to keep us going. Just as a runner is running and in a race and he needs some drinks from his sidelines, some refreshing and stuff, the words to us refresh us. And remember, amongst the storm Yeshua gives us, he says, peace I leave with you and peace I give you. Not the peace the world gives you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let them be afraid, John 14:27. There's so many things in this world that we can get upset for and worried for. Psalm 94:19 says, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. We need to be cheered up so we can be steadfast for him. Steadfast and not slow down. It says it in Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he whose promise is faithful, and all his promises are yes and amen. Do we understand that? Do we get that? He tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:58, brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Give yourself to the work of Yahweh, because you know that your labor is not in vain. That beautiful place awaits us in eternity. And we read all these scriptures today about not being ashamed and not letting him make us be ashamed. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to Yahweh as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who has correctly handled the word of truth. Yes, to be in steadfast, and let Yahweh direct you and your heart in love of Yeshua Messiah. Standing firm in the faith, being courageous and being strong, always being on God, 1 Corinthians 16:13. Never, ever, ever give up. Blessed is the man that remains steadfast under trial, James 1:12. Oh, we're under trial. This world wants to condemn us. This world doesn't want to believe in Yeshua. But it says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast on trial. Do not throw away your confidence, Hebrews 10:35, so it'll be richly rewarded. 10:36 says you will need to persevere, that when you have done the will of Yahweh, you will receive what he has promised. Remember, we must run to the full race and not get out of the race. To the end, making every effort to run the full race. Practicing self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love, and with knowledge and virtue, 2 Peter 1:5-7. And then Romans 5:3-5 says, not only so, but we all do the glory of our sufferings, because we know that the suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. It's that hope that does not disappoint. The future and a hope that we have, not only in our eternity, but also here in our lives, that he'll use us. He'll use us mightily, mightily. We need to be on God. And take care that we're not carried away by lawless people and lose our stability. The enemy trying to take us off course, going back and forth. No, we must trust on Yahweh at all times, having no fear of what's going on in this world, but understanding Yahweh's got us and he'll keep us in perfect peace. To those of us who are steadfast, we trust in him forever. Isaiah 26:3-4. We need to be examples for this world. We need to let them know. We need to let them see it as we live it. As we live it, we need to let them see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 57:7 says, my heart, O Yahweh, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. The Psalms. All my hope is in Yeshua. Thank God yesterday's gone. He redeems us, folks. We need to be singing with joy for all the great things he gives us. And he'll give us more, but we have to do more. And never give up. And to be enthusiastic for him always. That's the difference. One of the greatest books I ever read was called Enthusiasm Makes the Difference. That title alone says it all. How many of you are enthusiastic for Yeshua? How many of you have told you people yesterday that Yeshua died for them? How many of you have shared your testimony with people? When is the last time? Where is your enthusiasm for him? You might be excited to get up and see who won the baseball game last night. You might get excited to get up and look at your bank account to see how much money you have in there. But how many of you are excited for Yeshua and what he's done for you and the eternity that awaits us? Are you sharing that with people? Are you letting them know? That's what we need to do. We need to show that enthusiasm for him so he could bless us and give us more and more and more and more. But if he didn't give us anything else, we've already got the greatest gift we could ever receive in Yeshua dying for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful creator for his great, great gift and all the great gifts he gives us. And may we use these gifts to our greatest ability. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And I pray everyone today would take this message to heart and remember, suffering well is a good thing, not a bad thing. And that's up to the Suffer Well devotional for today. And may you all have the most blessed day today and always. And remember, every day is new and this is a new day. So yesterday, if you made a mistake or messed up, repent and move forward. And don't give up. Don't let the enemy take you off course and persevere. All right, everybody, Yahweh be with you today. Yahweh bless you, and may his countenance be on you. In the name of Yeshua, all of you that are seeking him, may he hear and answer your prayers, and may you hear him. And those of you that don't know him, may the scales be lifted from your eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this day you have made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Have a blessed day, everybody. You can see more at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to visit Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. If you are seeking a miracle from God, come to Real Life Church. Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. Our summer sermon series is entitled Resilient. Only God can give you the resilience to rebound when life knocks you down. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.